A women's fertility company is holding back bonuses to key executives after two botched embryo transfers, one of which resulted in a woman giving birth to a genetically unrelated baby. Monash IVF's long-standing chief executive, Michael Knapp, resigned after the second mix-up in June when a patient's own embryo was incorrectly transferred back to her, despite her treatment plan specifying she should receive an embryo from her partner. This came just months after the mix-up at Monash's Brisbane clinic, where a stranger's embryo was implanted in a woman. The incident was made public in April, but the company became aware of it in February. Monash's chief operating officer, Hamish Hamilton, resigned in March to take a job at competitor Virtus Health after more than 20 years at Monash.